We didn't make too many of them. After we grew up some, ate quite a few after we got older. But during the, you know, teenagers that we didn't, we didn't have any.
Did folks have another name for them or different types of them?
No.
What about a French name
for them? I doubled it.
Okay, you know what a Crosignol was?
Mm-mm.
All right. Yeah. Would they made out of, okay. Now, something that you would make a batter of, you call them what? And have them in the morning, you might pour syrup?
That's batter cakes or...
Okay.
Flapjacks, whatever.
Yeah. Did you have any... Would they always be made out of wheat flour? Or did you ever make any out of cornmeal?
You could make some, what they call a croquette out of cornmeal.
Okay. And that was a what?
All I do is a croquette, you just take it and mix up your cornmeal and kind of fry it. You know, put in a little grease.
Yeah. Well, you eat that with...
Or you could eat it with milk or...
It was kind of crumbly if you just had cornmeal in it. Did you put anything else in it?
No. Oh, you done eggs or bacon, whatever you had.
Oh. Yeah. Did you ever make flitters?
No, you don't with flitters.
Fritters, or, you know? Okay. Now, talking about an egg, there are two parts of the egg. There's the what? There's
the white and the yellow.
Okay. Did you... Now, how do you eat your eggs when you have them cooked? Can you eat them?
No, I don't. I used to love the scramble them, but now for the last couple of 3 months, what they would do when I was in the hospital, they would cook them, but they would cook them some kind of way in water. I don't know how they would cook them.
Oh.
But they couldn't cook them in grease.
Would they let them?
Pose, I guess it was called. And I didn't like them like that, so after I came over, I didn't bother about them.
Now, when you kill the hog, when you cut him up, you cut the side of a hog. What do you call it?
You cut him in quarters. You got your hind quarter, your front quarter, your backbone.
Okay.
You got a slab of ribs. You see, you got your hind quarter, your front quarter, then you cut your slab of ribs out of the middle.
Yeah. The meat between the shoulders and the ham is...
That would be your front quarter.
Yeah. You know what a middling was?
No.
Okay. The kind of meat that you might buy and slice up thin to eat with your eggs?
That would be bacon.
Yeah. You have to get the what off that bacon, kind of the outer edge. You call that the...
You want to get some of the lean off it.
But in
you have to get the skin off it, the outside part of the skin.
Do you buy any meat that you might slice up yourself and eat with your eggs? What's that? That's
a ham.
Okay. Now, if the meat has been kept too long, you say it's done what? It's got...
It got rancid.
Got
it. Spoiled.
When you butchered a hog, you said what you'd make from its head was what?
You make boudin hog head cheese.
Okay. And did you ever... You never prepared a dish by cooking or grinding up the hog liver?